Oh, go. Sorry.
Sorry. I missed
the cue. Hey, I'm Rachel.
I'm Savannah.
And this is That's What She Said.
Eighteen minutes into season 2, episode 8, performance review, during the suggestion box meeting, Creed corrects Michael when he gets salty with Toby. Mike, he wasn't inferring, he was implying. You were inferring.
Was I, Creed? Okay, well, you know what I'm implying is if we're on the elevator together, I would maybe take the stairs because talk about stank. Not that that's something I would ever say in public, and I never have, and I never will. I just think that's something we should all be aware of.
Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are all jerks.
We've got a change of scenery today.
Yep. We're hanging out at my house. So instead of two cats, we have a dog.
Uh-huh. We're in Studio B today.
Studio B with the willow pillow under our feet.
Willow!
How was your week? I know you did something fun because I did it too.
My week was great. For those who don't know, Rachel and I went to the Outer Banks.
We did.
Towards the end of last week. It was awesome. It was so fun.
Nice little out of office trip.
Yeah, we played mini golf and had ice cream.
We did. We took long walks on the beach. Yeah. What else did we do?
We ate some good food.
We ate some really good food.
We binge watched the third season of Yellow Jackets because Rachel hadn't caught up yet.
Highly recommend this weird show.
It's so good.
It is. I'm like edge of my seat.
But it was a good time. I mean, the weather was decent, a little chilly at times, but it was nice.
It was a good,
nice little getaway.
Midweek getaway.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So another fun thing that I know we will be looking forward to, Office reunion tour.
Yes. And that's going to be in Jersey, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
In Jersey. The Meadowlands. Yeah.
Yeah. And Rachel is from that area.
I am.
So she can be my tour guide.
Yes, around Secaucus, New Jersey. But it's a 2-day convention, and go check it out. There's lots of stars in the lineup.
And we just found out Rainn Wilson's going to be there.
Rainn Wilson, he'll be there.
Yes, yes. We were really sad because he unexpectedly was at GalaxyCon in Richmond.
Last minute, right?
I like saw a billboard like on the last day of the GalaxyCon, and I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. So we missed him in Richmond, but we'll go see him in New Jersey.
Yes, yes. And I think like Creed might be there, Angela, Dwight's gonna be there. Stanley, I think, might be there.
I think, like, Nate from The Warehouse, yeah, too. They have lower level. Paul Faust, cool guy Paul.
The stripper nurse.
Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're really excited for that. So if any fans out there will be there, look for us. We're just going to be walking around. We won't be setting up or anything, but we'll probably have some merch or something.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And maybe once we decide on, like, what our merch is going to look like, we'll post it. And maybe if some folks want some, we can arrange that somehow. But, yeah, I think it's beginning of August, first weekend of August. So we'll be doing that.
All good stuff.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get into season 2, episode 8, performance review.
Okay. Do you want to start off with some Beater Bear?
I would love that.
All right. So I'm going to be asking you your opinion on these plot points here. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. So number one, we have company-wide performance reviews.
I feel like that's a beat for me.
Really?
Like standardized performance reviews. I like the idea of everybody having...
being judged. Okay, Angela.
Yeah. I like the idea of it being a unified, streamlined process.
Okay.
So that's a beat for me.
Okay. Interesting. Not what I thought you were going to say.
Keeping you on your toes.
Number two, Jan's voicemail to Michael.
I guess I missed you.
She missed you.
She missed you. I think, honestly, that's a bear because Jan knows Michael and they just made out in the Chili's parking lot. So I think any ambiguity in what she's saying... Like, she's just, like, stoking the fire.
That and anything that he can twist into something
exactly
romantical. Like, he's going to do. Yeah. Okay. Number three, Jim's Friday prank on Dwight.
Bear.
I mean, I guess Dwight kind of sets himself up for that, but Jim runs
with
it, obviously.
That's, like, a weird prank.
It is.
I can't understand that as someone who checks their planner pretty often and calendar.
Right.
That's a bear for me.
Okay, fair enough. And number four, we have the almighty suggestion box.
Bear.
A bear.
The fact that this suggestion box is from like the 1800s, first of all.
What are we going to do about Y2K?
And it just, no one knew where it was, but somehow there's like new stuff in there. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. The suggestion box is like a weird...
An enigma.
Yeah. Maybe it's a Battlestar Galactica.
Okay. Right in the middle. The heck out there. All right. And lastly, we have Ryan's prank.
That's also a bear for me. It's a prank on himself to get out of work.
Right.
It's just a weird one. I expected more from young Ryan Howard.
That's fair enough. Okay. Okay, cool. So are we ready to get into the recap of everything?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, so we're going to get into season 2, episode 8, performance review.
Spoiler alert, it does not go as you would think a performance review day would go.
Of course not. Of course not. This particular day opens up with Dwight bouncing on an exercise ball, or what he calls a fitness orb.
This is a fitness orb. This is one of the best cold opens, I have to say.
He's using it as a desk chair, and he is explaining to Jim that it improves your core strength, strengthens your back, improves your sports performance.
And?
More enjoyable sex.
And Jim says, you're not having sex.
And it improves your reflexes. And the whole time, Dwight is, like, bouncing on it and, like, doing, like, yoga breath, like...
It reminds me of a Lamaze class.
Yes.
How he's moving around it.
And so Jim is getting fed up already. Like, this is morning time and Dwight is bouncing around on this stupid ball.
Can you imagine?
So Jim asks him how much it costs. $25 is what Dwight says.
Very cheap.
And so Jim decides to stab the ball with a pair of scissors.
So Dwight goes down in the cold open. It, like, deflates. He goes down.
No more fitness orb.
No more fitness orb. It was only $25. So great open to this episode. Company-wide performance reviews. Mm-hmm. Right? That's what's happening this whole day. Oscar, first up, is a little bit nervous because he says he used all his PTO and sick days because he just couldn't take it anymore.
And he doesn't know what to tell Michael because... I mean, what do you say in that instance? Like, you're just fed up and you've used all your days.
Like a month into the year or whatever, wherever they're at.
Yeah. Dwight is pretty excited for his performance review. He's going to be asking for that raise. You know, he's prepared. He's got like paperwork and charts and graphs and like visual aids and all this stuff.
He literally brought visual aids.
Yeah. And he's like showing off to Jim this particular visual aid that is like... What do you call it? Is it an acronym?
Acronym
of his name. So it's Dwight. Determined, worker, intense, good worker, hard worker, terrific. Dwight.
It's powerful stuff.
And it's like on this piece of paper with his picture on it and everything. Like he put time into this.
He did. And Jim says, I have one too. Mm-hmm. So he draws a little stick figure on a piece of paper and writes out Jim and says it stands for... The J for Jim, the I for is my name, and the M for my name is Jim.
And Dwight says it's such a waste of an M. Like, it could be mighty worker.
Marvelous worker.
I for I like this worker.
More money for this worker.
Yeah. And then Pam gives us some information on how her performance review went last year. It started off with Michael asking her what her hopes and dreams were, and then ended with him telling her that he could bench press 190 pounds. So who knows what hers is going to be like this year.
Yeah, pretty typical conversation with Michael.
Yeah. So she goes in for her review, and Michael just wants her to help him decipher this voicemail from Jan, essentially.
And the voicemail is like, Michael... Guess I missed you. I'm returning your calls. Like, I'll see you later today for your performance review.
Right.
Pretty straightforward.
Right. But he's focused on the I missed you. I guess I missed you part of the voicemail.
She missed you. So she misses me.
Like, she missed you.
So now the performance reviews are solely focused on analyzing Jan's voicemail.
Right.
Stanley also goes in and has to listen to this voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
And Stanley said that women sometimes say more in their pauses.
True. And Michael says, Stanley, did you learn that on the streets?
I did learn that on the streets.
On the ghetto, in fact.
So it's all about Stanley's bonus, right?
Yeah.
These are kind of going as you would expect. People know what they're getting into with Michael mm-hmm. Scott, right? So they're playing the system.
And they're stroking his ego mm-hmm. to, like, get good performance reviews, essentially.
So, unfortunately, one person we see that doesn't get their day is Angela.
Mm-hmm. She's excited for performance reviews. She was on the pageant circuit. She loves being judged.
Sounds like Angela.
She was, like, chipper and happy and excited to go into Michael's office for her review. And the phone rings at reception, and it's Jan calling Michael back. So that means Angela's review...
No more.
No. You were very satisfactory this year. Slams the door in her face.
Classic, right?
Yeah.
He's really not putting much effort into any of these.
Yes.
So Jim is having an ongoing prank on Dwight. Mm-hmm. So what is the misunderstanding they have?
So it comes up that Dwight, for some reason, thinks that today, which is Thursday... He thinks that it's actually Friday.
Yeah, so he starts talking about his weekend, doesn't want to come in on a Saturday.
Right.
So Jim and Pam are like, ooh, we're going to take advantage of this.
Yes.
Yep. So the prank today is to convince Dwight that it's Friday.
Mm-hmm.
That's in everything they say, everything they do.
Mm-hmm. So that means in all of, like, Jim's voicemails and stuff, he's saying, like, I'll follow up with you on Monday or I'll whatever, seeing if you're available tomorrow, Saturday for lunch or like, you know, just little things that he can drop so that Dwight continues to think that it's Friday.
And the prank ends with it showing the office on a Friday, right? Mm-hmm. At 12:20 p.m. and Dwight's desk is empty.
Because he thinks it's Saturday.
So Michael's like, where the hell is Dwight? Like, he just told me, you know, he never missed a day or whatever.
Right.
And Dwight's running in from the parking lot.
Shirt untucked, tie not done, like disheveled.
So Jim and Pam get a little moment there, right?
They succeeded in their prank.
Yep.
Yes. So on the performance review day on Thursday, Jan is coming in to give Michael his performance review. So it's kind of a big deal, obviously, because Michael is all hung up on their whirlwind romance, of course, and I guess I missed you and like all this other stuff. So he's excited for her to come in.
So as a reminder, what we know about Jan and Michael,
mm-hmm.
right? We saw them make out in mm-hmm. the parking lot of the Chili's.
Yep.
And then Michael told the cameras that they went back to her hotel room, cuddled, cried, yeah. laughed, made out a little more.
Yeah.
Right?
And talked about her divorce for 5 hours.
Talked about her divorce. So that's what we know. And we know that Jan is extremely embarrassed about it.
Correct.
And that's it. So now we're kind of dealing with that messy aftermath.
Mm-hmm. So when she comes in, before she comes in, her and Michael have a phone call. And
yes.
she kind of draws a boundary of like, we are not talking about this. You need to be professional. Like, this was a mistake. This is not going to continue.
We're only talking about your ideas
yes.
to improve your branch today.
Yes, we're only talking about business.
But Michael wants some closure.
Right. And she doesn't want to have anything to do with that.
No.
But
Jan's over it.
She's so over it already. So she's coming in from New York and they hang up the phone and Michael refers to her as his girlfriend after they hang up.
That's my girlfriend.
And it does pan to accounting where Kevin, Oscar, and Angela are gossiping about Jan
yes.
and Michael. And Kevin is saying that he heard they had sex.
So everyone in the office is aware, which I think is just crazy, especially if she's conducting a performance review.
Right.
There's a lot of messy stuff happening.
Because Michael can't keep his mouth shut.
He has no boundaries. So Michael knows that he has no concrete ideas to improve his branch.
Right.
Which is what Jan is coming to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to Pam at reception and says, you know, I have ideas on a daily basis. Have you written any of them down?
Mm.
And he's like, what about the suggestion box? Pam's like, what? Like, what suggestion box?
Yeah.
I think I remember it from when I first started.
Right.
And he's like, oh, we'll dig that out. Right. So we'll use that to get me some ideas for my performance review.
Right. And that backfires, as we are about to find out.
That does not go well.
Yeah. So they plan to have a meeting to go through these suggestions in this box. By the time Jan arrives, they are about to start this meeting, and Michael doesn't want her to sit in on it, but she's super interested to hear the suggestions.
It's also business. Like, yeah. I feel like Michael keeps going, well, I'm confused, or she's giving me mixed signals. Yeah. And if you're watching it, you're like, she's actually not. Like,
no, not at all.
Being very clear about not wanting to talk about it, or yeah, not mixing business and pleasure at all.
Correct.
So, yeah. So he's a little disappointed, but he's going to go in and run this suggestion box meeting to the best of his ability.
Yes. So they are all gathered in the conference room. They bring out this wooden box with a big padlock on it that says suggestions on it.
It's huge.
It's pretty big.
Looks
pretty
like
official.
Like second grader, like tried to make a birdhouse.
Maybe Michael made it. So they start going through these suggestions. But before that, Dwight, of course, the happy helper, he has to be involved in some way. He wants to hold the box.
He wants to read the suggestions.
He wants to hand the suggestions to Michael. Any way he can be involved.
Yeah, it's honestly kind of sweet, but Michael flips out on him.
He does, because Dwight is obsessed with holding the box. And Michael is like, are you happy? Are you going to go home and tell your Amish cousin that you got to hold a box today, you freaking monster?
I swear, I feel like he breaks a little. Like, I think that's improvised.
I think so, too.
It's such a funny, weird scene.
Like,
and everyone's, like, looking around, like,
yes,
doesn't know how to react. Yeah.
It's so good. So Dwight is holding the box. Michael is taking the suggestions out of the box. And the first one that we hear is what?
What should we do to prepare for Y2K?
Which was about 5 years ago at this point in the series.
Jan's like, I thought you read these every week, right? Everyone is in the conference room, I guess, pretending by way of silence that they do this every week.
Right,
it's
right.
It's so weird.
Because this is also the first time we as an audience are even hearing about it as well.
We didn't even know there was a suggestion box. Pam didn't know. So, yeah. So Michael's like, oh, that one got stuck in the box. Let's keep going. What's the next one?
So the next one says, we need better outreach for folks struggling with depression, which is actually pretty serious and, like, a good suggestion, mm-hmm, I think. But Michael's like, oh, that's a joke. Come on, guys, stop joking around. Like, who wrote that? And some guy named Tom, who used to work in accounting about 4 years ago, wrote it. And apparently
Phyllis reminds everyone that Tom
committed suicide.
So... just more inadequacies of this world. And Michael doesn't,
yes,
even remember him.
No.
I mean, it's just awful. So we're not off to a great start with this suggestion box.
No.
The next one is, you need to do something about your BO. And Michael's like, this is not why we're using the suggestion box, right? And Toby says, aren't the suggestions meant for you? So now Michael's embarrassed, right? He's clearly, people are like, we don't do this every week.
Right.
And now it's physical appearance.
Right. The next one is saying that Michael has bad coffee breath.
Mm.
And everyone in the conference room is like agreeing with the, with that. They're like, yeah, Michael, sometimes you talk really close to us and you have bad breath.
Is that hard for you? There's a piece of gum in one just stuck in between,
yeah,
the pages.
Just some trash.
Just some trash.
And then there's one that says, don't sleep with your boss.
Which
obviously was very recent.
Right. So where was the suggestion box?
Right.
That might be more of a Cole Walk segment question.
Yeah,
but
that's true. And then we have Ryan. Ryan put in a suggestion that is a prank. It's anonymous, so we don't know it's Ryan yet, but what does it say?
So the first note says, go look on the supply shelf, mm-hmm, and Ryan goes to look, finds another note, go look on the windshield of this car. He's running out to the parking lot, dutifully following these weird
notes.
Anonymous notes.
Yes. So now he's, like, out on a wild goose chase. He's, like, out of this activity now.
Yeah, which apparently was the point.
Right.
Because the last note says, I can't believe I kept this up
all
day.
Signed Ryan. So that's, yeah.
So he holds it up pretty proudly to the cameras that he got out of this meeting.
Yeah.
A lot of future planning on his part.
Yeah, for sure. And honestly, probably good planning because it's probably one of the more awkward and terrible meetings.
Right.
That they have. So the day kind of closes out with Michael calling Jan's ex, Gould.
Gould.
Gould's not dead. They're just divorced. Gould's not dead.
So, again, this whole episode, uncomfortable, boundary pushing, things building. Mm-hmm. Michael Scott just steps way over the line and tries to ask Jan's ex if she was sort of easy to get at first and then sort of hard to get.
Right, right. And he's just like, what? Like, Gould is so confused and just does not want to be having this conversation right now.
And he's like, who are you? He's like, why are you asking me about my ex-wife?
Right.
So very weird. We see this conversation. Michael's like, wow, that guy was verbally abusive and rude and cold, but obviously he was, because I would be if somebody called and asked me about my ex.
Right, right. And so then after he calls Gould, Jan comes in and says, hey, we're going to conduct your performance review over the phone tomorrow.
She just had a smoke. She's like, yes. She wants to get out of there.
She's done.
Suggestion box meeting was a waste of time.
Yes. And now she didn't even get to do Michael's in-person review today. He's got to be on the phone tomorrow. Like, it's just like the day has gone to shit. So she's trying to leave. Michael follows her down to the elevator, or maybe he's walking her out. And he's, like, pushing her and pushing her and pushing her about, like, their situation. And she finally explodes. Yes.
Well, he kind of also physically, like, she's kind of backed against the elevator, right? So he's like, what's the deal? Like, what is the dealio? Like, why don't you want to be with me? Like, he really just pushes it.
Yes.
And Jan ends up saying, you know what, Michael, like, you're obnoxious and rude and stupid and inconsiderate.
Yeah, and she said, you stayed up with me and cried with me. I appreciate it, but I'm not in a place looking for a relationship. She's like, we can work together. We can still be friends. And Michael is like, of course, seeing the bright side of this. He's like, so my looks have nothing to do with it? She's like, basically telling him that his personality and who he is as a person sucks. And he's like, but my looks have nothing to do with that. He's like, so happy about that.
It's so funny. It's the epitome of things going over his head, right? Yeah. She says, you're obnoxious, you're rude, you're stupid, you do have coffee breath. And he's like, oh, but it's not my looks. Like, I'm handsome enough then,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's so bad.
Yeah. And so then she goes into the elevator and you can kind of see him like light up. Like, it wasn't about my looks. Like, he's like,
He feels like a player.
He does. He does. So that's kind of where the episode ends. It does show Dwight coming in on that Friday, thinking it's Saturday. Mm-hmm. That's like the very end of the episode. But
are there any other plot points you want to mention? I think we covered most of it. But
I think we did cover most of it. Something kind of like funny that Jim mentions that I feel is kind of cryptic in a way, like in a talking head at the very end of it. I guess the interviewers kind of ask him about like office romances. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, you really should ask Pam about that, because technically she's in one.
Technically.
And he doesn't like say, you know, of course with Roy or any, he doesn't like say anything about that. He just leaves it at that. Like, technically she's in
even when romance. Roy's not in the episodes. He's such a big character though, because as Jim and Pam are playing their prank, there's still something in between them.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Yeah. So lots of weird random things happening this episode, but ultimately we get sort of a like release of the tension, so to speak. With my that's what she said button isn't on right now, but we get a release of the tension between Michael and Jan and their weird little hookup moment.
So I mean, I think we can go ahead and talk about some trivia. Okay, are you ready to get into some trivia?
Let's do some trivia.
All right, let's hear what you got.
So, in the cold open, I have to say this because I notice it every time. When Jim pops the fitness orb and Dwight goes down, the camera starts to like creep in on Dwight as he falls and Jim backs out of frame. But you can so tell that he is cracking up.
Yeah.
And it was because they weren't expecting the ball to pop that quickly. Dwight really like hits the ground really fast. It was supposed to be sort of slow, but it pops and breaks.
Oh my God.
And you can kind of see Phyllis in the background looking, and all of that is like a they cut it just 1 second late, but you can tell they're breaking.
Breaking. Yeah, I love that.
That's a good one.
I love those little moments where they break a little bit.
Me too.
So another one that we've got here is Melora Hardin, who plays Jan, was actually live during her voicemail. So like it wasn't a recording. She was just saying, "I guess I missed you. Hey, Michael, it's Jan. I guess I missed you." Like, every time he plays it, it's like her actually saying it in real time, which I think is so funny.
Honestly, that takes to get the inflection.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's interesting.
That's
talent. I wonder why they would do that as opposed to recording.
I don't know.
It's still probably funnier with her on the actual end of the phone.
Yeah.
Okay, so another piece of trivia I wanted to mention is right before Pam talks to Jim about The Apprentice in this episode, they're talking about TV that normally airs on a certain night to keep up with the Dwight thinking it's Friday.
Right.
Meredith, in the background, places a piece of lined yellow paper in the suggestion box. Later, the note reading "Don't sleep with your boss" is shown as being on lined yellow paper.
Ooh, and we were saying how that's probably recent as well. Mm-hmm. So that makes a lot of sense.
So as soon as they took the suggestion box out for the, I don't know, hour before the meeting, Meredith snuck.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I love that.
Wait, that's so great.
Meredith always causes chaos.
She does, but like silently.
Quietly.
Okay, so this episode contains some of the first hints of the secret romance between Dwight and Angela.
Ooh.
Dwight smirks when Jim believes he's not having sex when he's like bouncing on the fitness orb. And Angela tells Oscar and Kevin that office romances are nobody's business but the people involved when Kevin is like saying, "I heard they had sex," talking about Michael and Jan. So they're both kind of like,
hinting.
I don't know, yeah, secretly.
I love that because we really don't know anything.
Mm-mm,
I love that one.
Not at this point, yeah.
So this is the third time that the cold open did not feature Michael Scott.
Oh, wait, you're right. It was just Jim and Dwight, really.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Apparently, the show bought a total of 17 fitness orbs for that first take.
What?
So I think three were used in rehearsals and 14 were for filming. And when it popped, that's actually a blooper because the script calls for it to like deflate slowly. And they filmed several takes. And in the final take, John Krasinski popped it. Right. And that's why it's so funny. And I think they said a writer, Larry Wilmore, maybe a writer fought for that to stay in because it's so funny.
And it's like a genuine like reaction that you can see, too.
You can also hear like a crew member laugh.
Really?
Like it kind of. Yeah. If you're like really like listening and looking, like he leaves frame. Right?
Right.
Phyllis kind of turns around surprised, and you can hear somebody else giggle in addition to him, like, stifling his laugh.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. 17, though?
Yeah, that's what it says.
At $25 a pop?
But listen, all the benefits of it.
Hey.
I mean, one for everyone on set, you know?
More enjoyable sex. that's a good one. I like that one. So in the episode titled The Fire that we covered, Dwight says, "Michael is in there right now evaluating the temp. He hasn't evaluated me in years." However, Pam, in this current episode, says that performance reviews are annual and company-wide and goes on to describe her review from the previous year.
Oh, right.
So, like, either there's just, like, an incontinuity there. Like, either Michael skips over Dwight, or they don't actually do it every year, or I don't know.
Well, he has to write something every year.
Right.
He evaluated him on the in the dojo. That was his performance
on his
review.
Fighting skills.
He's like, "Open your mouth."
Typewriter.
One other piece of trivia I found was that Jenna Fisher, Pam, was very sick while taping this episode, and that you can kind of hear that she was like stuffy. And it does say that a lot of like scenes you can see like her eyes are kind of glazed over. And she was on like heavy cold medicine.
Oh my gosh.
So I mean, she did great for being that sick, but they said you can kind of hear it like in her voice and see it in her eyes.
Yeah.
So apparently she was struggling during this. So it was Pam though.
right. Okay, so in regards to being sick, Dwight mentions having walking pneumonia in this episode. He was saying that he even came into work when he was sick with walking pneumonia. But in the episode titled Healthcare, he says that he has never been sick.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Right?
Dwight Schrute lying to the camera. So my last one is that when Jan comes to the office and Michael comes out to greet her, and everyone's been hearing the gossip all day, and so they're watching the body language here. Michael kind of brushes Jan's boob as he goes to, like, hug her, touch her shoulder.
Yeah.
And apparently that happened accidentally while they were filming it.
Okay.
And Melora Hart and Jan thought it was so funny that she pushed for it to be in the actual script.
Wow. So he had to, like, reshoot that but make it look accidental every time. Yeah,
that's hard.
That is really difficult.
So Jan's like backing away from him too, and he has to like awkwardly brush and like
her boob every grab every her take. Shoulder. That's a good one. I never noticed it until we were discussing it for this recording. Like, I never caught on to it, so now I'm not gonna be able to unsee it whenever I watch so this awkward. Episode. Okay, I have one more for you. So okay. Writer Paul Lieberstein wrote the line, "On the ghetto," for Stanley.
My favorite.
There was a debate in the writer's room whether "on the ghetto" or "in the ghetto" was funnier, but "on the ghetto" won out. And I think "on the ghetto" is funnier.
It's because, so funny. Because
that's not, like, the typical phrasing, I guess. But, of course, Michael's like, yeah, on the ghetto.
Michael
like,
doesn't know. Yeah. He still respects it.
Like, did you learn that on the streets? On the ghetto, in fact. Like, it's so good. It's so good.
That was some good trivia.
It was some really good trivia. We can go into our Colwalks and Dundies.
Let's do it.
Okay. Time for some Colwalks.
Colwalk.
I want to hear yours first.
Okay. So, my co-walk is about Dwight K. Schrute. Not necessarily the hottest of hot takes, like we're not boiling here, okay? But I love his pre-meeting ritual.
In the stairwell.
In the stairwell. Uh-huh. So, before his performance review, we already know he's got his acronym, right? He's all ready for this race. Dwight, like, pumps himself up. He's blasting music on a speaker, like, hard rock music. He's playing air guitar. He's, like, talking to himself, like in a mirror. He's like, why am I going to get this raise? Because I am the best! Awesome.
Yes, yes.
So he's, like, really hyping himself up. And I just think that is phenomenal.
I agree. I think the way the show frames Dwight as a character, and then also that scene in particular, it makes him look freakish, or they want the audience to interpret him as, like, I don't know, nerdy or dorky.
Weird.
Or freakish. But, like, that is a good routine.
That is a great strategy. He was also using some movement.
Punching.
Lots of central nervous system activation. And, you know, he's also, he's like, the least you can do is keep my salary consistent with inflation. True.
That is true.
True,
that's
boy.
A great point.
Like, and then he's ready, like, he's pumped up. He goes in there, he's got his materials. So anyway, my co-walk is Dwight Schrute had the best preparation for his performance review.
I would agree. He had, like, papers together, data, and, like, everything.
I love how, I mean, he's often made fun of, like you said, for taking it so seriously. But go him. Like, he's got the receipts to back up his work. So I was pretty impressed with that.
I love that. My Colwalk is going to be the devil's advocate to that.
Okay.
Because, yes, while he was wonderfully prepared for his performance review, he didn't know what fucking day it was. How is that even a thing? Like, I mean, I don't
know. Does he not? I mean, he must have sent emails, right? Like, look, doesn't the computer even in, like, Windows 2
have a date stamp?
Yeah.
Like, Friday, whatever, or Thursday, whatever.
You know Dwight Schrute has a desk calendar, right?
So, like, and also, like, in communication with clients and stuff all day, like, wouldn't you have some sort of, I don't know, in like paperwork, wouldn't you have to like date it or, you know what I mean?
Well, there's a part where Jim gets nervous because he left. He's like, today's paper.
Right. Today, quote unquote.
And Pam was like, oh, you mean yesterday's.
Right.
But he didn't see that. Mm-mm. Also, why would he? I don't know. There's a lot of questions there.
I wish we found out why he thought it was the wrong day, or like if it was just like
a weird thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my cold walk is how is Dwight K. Schrute so smart and so prepared for his performance review?
And went through all day.
Yeah, being thinking tricked. It was the wrong day, even into the next day. Like he thought it was Saturday. He came into work late, you know?
And that's a really good point because you know Dwight Schrute does not sleep in on Saturday.
Right. And also, so like,
he was up like milking the goats,
yeah,
and didn't realize it for six more hours that right. It was a work day.
Exactly, exactly. And that's also what I'm thinking. Like, you have a farm. Like, I would imagine you have like a weekday routine and like a weekend routine with your animals and like whatever else you have to do around the farm. Like, I would just think that his like I don't know internal calendar would be a little better. Like, is your sundial not working? What's going on? I know sundials don't tell the day of the week, but
Farmer's
like,
almanac is yeah. And also, he has karate.
True.
We know he has an activity. So anyway, I understand how that happens in the like mundane office setup, but I agree with you that for that to go as far as it did seems a little unrealistic.
Especially for him.
For Dwight.
Like for Kevin, sure, but like
you can eat M&M's any day of the week, Savannah, right. Okay?
I mean, that's true. Okay, what is your Dundee for this one?
Oh my gosh, I'm giving this one the on the ghetto Dundee.
I love that.
What's your Dundee?
Okay, mine is the I guess I missed you Dundee.
She missed me.
She missed you. So, the I guess I missed you Dundee, this kind of relates back to my like middle school like crush days. Because like I would be like Michael and like read into it and be like, yes. He misses me. Like, you know what I mean? Like just like stupid little things. So like I understand, even though he's like a 40-year-old man in this situation, my like 14-year-old self like relates so hard to it.
Analysis paralysis.
Yes. And like overanalyzing, like when you have like a crush or like you're first starting to like talk to somebody, you like overthink it, you know.
That's perfect, though, because that's where Michael Scott is emotionally, right?
14
years
old.
He's a 14-year-old girl. Yeah. Right? That's how the performance reviews turn into analyzing the phone call.
That's so true. And I feel, I don't know, I feel like I understand. Yeah, and I feel like I understand. He's, like, giddy, and he's just trying to, like, read into every little thing.
He accidentally touches her boob.
And just like with the conversation when she's leaving, all he gathers is that it's not his physical looks. He's like, well, I still have a chance. I'm like, she doesn't think I'm ugly, even though she hates every other aspect of him, you know?
Yes. Yeah. That's a great point because, again, just kind of reemphasizes what his priorities are.
Right.
Right. What he thinks people value. And it's there's like not a lot of substance underneath right now.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm giving it the I guess I missed you. Dundee goes to Michael Scott.
She misses me.
She missed you.
I love that. Okay. Well, this was a great episode.
It was a good one. We'll be covering season 2, episode 9 next. So tune in for that. We'll maybe throw out a mini as well in between now and then. If anyone has questions or anything about the reunion in August, we'll maybe like post something or share some stuff on Instagram. I know that the convention itself has its own Instagram page. We can share that with you guys so you can get more information on it, but we're super excited. As usual, DM us at whatshesaidpod.dm or at Gmail. You can email us as well. So I guess I missed you. Yeah, but I think that about covers it. That was kind of a quick one.
Very quick.
Not too quick.
Not too fast.
A little bit of a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
I always say thank you, though.
That's what she said.